sunny honeymoon.
Felix Spinella's here.
Another season.
It's been 30 years since The Fabulous Baker Boys was filmed in Seattle. And you're going to tell us about a man who's been using old Hollywood movies to document local history?
Yeah, and I love that movie, Fabulous Baker Boys. I saw it when it came out. I was living in Boston, had no idea it was filmed in Seattle. Sit in the theater, went dark, and Jeff Bridges started taking a very disjointed walk through the neon signs of late 80s, pre-tech, pre-grunge Seattle. I never felt more simultaneously thrilled and homesick in my life. I thought about that notion of what local history we can glean from Hollywood movies when I found out last week about a guy around here who's making what he calls then and now reshoots. These are YouTube videos, and they're mesmerizing. They distill the recognizable shots of Seattle from old movies and then pair them with newly shot footage from the same perspective. And they're paired, on a split screen so you can compare the old and new side by side. The guy doing this is named Jesse Nickel. He's a pretty thoughtful guy, and I asked him earlier this week just what he's trying to accomplish.
That is a good, big question. I just sort of became interested in this when I watched Cinderella Liberty, which is the first video I made. And I didn't even realize it took place in Seattle until I was watching it. So it was kind of surreal seeing Seattle in the 70s. And it kind of just opened my eyes, already being a film fan, that there's a lot of history locally that I can see in a way I haven't before. So I started just getting a hold of all these old Seattle movies and just realized that I find this way more fascinating than, say, those then and now photo collections I've seen a lot of. I've always found those a little bit interesting, but I feel that the movies are more successful at making me feel like I understand what it was like back then, if that makes any sense. Just a better time capsule than I feel photos are.
And to make these videos, Jesse picks a film and pulls all the clips that appear to be shot in Seattle. This makes about a 7 or 8 minute video. He researches online and looks at the street signs in the old films to put together a list of shots to go out and shoot new versions of. For a few locations he couldn't identify on his own, he crowdsourced some questions on Reddit. He wasn't a videographer before he started this project a year or so ago, but he's been teaching himself shooting and editing along the way and getting better and faster at the whole thing. The movies he's chosen so far for the reshoot treatment are all at least 30 years old. That's his rule. You know, he says after that is too recent. The reshoot videos are all posted at My Northwest, and they're so far all from the 1970s. They include that gritty waterfront romance Cinderella Liberty that Jesse was inspired by. You know, James Caan and Marsha Mason. There's an action spy pic called Scorchy, starring Connie Stevens. And my personal favorite among the three, the good cop fighting corrupt cop drama McHugh, starring John Wayne. Here's a bit from the original trailer for McHugh.
McHugh's in big trouble. $2 million in junk is missing.
Hold it!
And somebody's trying to hang it on McHugh.
I got a message from Patty Samuels. He's sorry he blew it on McHugh, but he rang it up with Boyle.
You're off the investigation, Lieutenant. Pending review.
I don't know what that citizen review committee in Seattle Police Department might not approve of John Wayne as a detective nowadays.
Probably not.
Anyway, in that McHugh, the opening scenes have John Wayne beating up a guy in the J&M Tavern on First Avenue and generally raising a ruckus on the old waterfront. And it's that part of town that came up when I asked Jesse Nickel, what places he's found while shooting the new footage that seemed to have changed the least.
A lot of that early footage in McHugh, kind of downtown by the viaduct, a lot of those buildings have like barely been remodeled. You can see, in some cases, you can see some of the same, you know, same damage and lines and cracks in the same exact bricks. And that is always interesting to me when I can see little details that haven't changed in 40 years. That whole area is very similar to what it was like then. Of course, that's about to change with the viaduct going away.
He also said there's a scene in McHugh and South Lake Union at Terry Avenue and Harrison Street, which is the middle of Amazon world right now, right? But in that scene, there's boxcars and railroad tracks and these little single-story warehouses. He says that's probably one of the most changed places he's documented in doing this. Now, why is he able to do this? A little bit more about Jesse. He was born in Seattle and grew up in Tacoma. He recently turned 40. He says the 70s are sort of just out of reach from his memory, so they're sort of mesmerizing to him. He says he's between jobs in the tech industry after having worked for more than a decade for Nintendo out in Redmond. He's going to go back to work next year, but first he plans to do more with then and now reshoots in other cities as well as here at home.
I'm heading out on a road trip probably into January or February. I have no goal in mind except to make more of these videos and travel before I go back to work. In the meantime, I'm going to try to do as many Seattle videos as I can before I leave.
Yeah, and so I've watched all these multiple times. McHugh has some other cool stuff in it. There's a glimpse where John Wayne runs across the parking lot of Harborview, and the very first Medic One is parked there.
Really?
Which they built in like an old motorhome or something. It's just a piece of throwaway history. In Cinderella Liberty, they see a bus going by in the background. It has an ad for Cairo FM on the bus card.
How about that?
Personal connection. And then there's another film, Harry in Your Pocket, that he's working on, which has a cameo from Mayor Wes Ullman at the time. So it's just this bizarre stuff that otherwise wouldn't have been documented.
Sounds cool. And all posted at MyNorthWest.com?
Absolutely.
Felix Spinell. Felix is brought to us by the King County Library System. By the way, anybody going to film the destruction of the viaduct? Because that seems to be tailor-made for a disaster movie.
Oh, that would be great, wouldn't it? Have you heard anything about that, Chris? Any Hollywood plans to use a viaduct?
No, I know we had talked to Jerry Bruckheimer when he came into the studio.
Yeah,
but that's right. I'll run that up the flagpole to see if anybody's, because I think they would have let us know by now that something was going to happen. But I think they're taking it down piece by piece. They don't have any plans for any super explosions or whatnot.
Oh,
but that
would be great.
So we'll check. They plan on taking it down safely, but boy, I'd be down for some kind of explosion. That would be great.
Be a lot faster, certainly.
That's right. Thanks, Felix.